Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we talk with Glenn Cook, the award-winning editorial page writer for Las Vegas Review-Journal. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Susan Fisher, Helen Foley, and Dan Hart. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Glenn Cook. He is the editorial page writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. First of all, big congrats to you. Big weekend for you in Elko. Tell us about it.
Well, alas, I wasn't there, but I took first place in the State Press Association editorial writing competition for the second year in a row. There aren't many. With each passing year, there are fewer and fewer editorial writers in the state, it appears, but it's nice to receive that kind of acknowledgement from your peers in competition against them.
Well, congratulations, and I think it all really started when you started appearing on Nevada Newsmakers, and your career has just blown up since then.
The good king of all media now. Thank you. Thanks, Sam.
Good for you, Glenn. Really appreciate it. All right, let's talk about the government shutdown that we're facing and what this is going to do for either party.
Well, the politics of the government shutdown are fascinating to me, and I wrote about this a little bit in my Sunday column in the Review Journal, which is that when you look at polling, I mean, and this has been, it's been this way for years, getting worse, people have record low amounts of faith and confidence in the federal government to address problems both foreign and domestic. Congressional approval ratings are at the bottom. Right now, the president's unfavorables are higher than his favorables, and you've got this national groundswell of anger with the federal government, lack of confidence in the federal government, and they're convinced that the country is headed in the wrong direction. But then when you play the politics of the shutdown, the polling data show that Americans want their government to compromise. They want a deal, and they're afraid of a shutdown. They don't want a shutdown. And in my opinion, these dynamics are in direct conflict with one another. The federal government has a track record over the last decade plus of screwing up everything it gets its fingers on, whether it's housing, energy, what have you.
Except for the bank bailout. That worked out pretty good for the banks.
It worked out very nicely for the banks. Not coincidentally, approval ratings for banks are about as low as they are for Congress. People also think that banks and lobbyists have too much power. Well, what gives them that power? An ever larger, ever more powerful federal government, which people say they don't want. But yet they want our lawmakers to come together and compromise to keep government open and functioning, which means growing and becoming more powerful and empowering lobbyists and corporations and banks. But look, the national media, in my opinion, has long been in the tank for Democrats. So the shutdown will play to Democrats. The shutdown will not play well for Republicans. They will get the blame. So they have to be very careful in what kind of a deal they cut. They put themselves into a bit of a corner where now if they bail out on their strategy, they're going to be perceived as weak and ineffective. It doesn't appear that Harry Reid and President Obama have any interest in giving John Boehner any concessions whatsoever, and they're empowered by the polling data that shows this conflict in the data that shows that while Harry Reid in particular is the least popular among the four congressional leaders in Washington, really everything plays in his favor on this particular issue.
Well, and it's interesting. Now, you say that the national media is in the tank for Obama, but Fox News is certainly not in the tank for Obama. Talk radio is certainly not in the tank for Obama. So, and the Wall Street Journal is not in the tank for Obama. So,
but everyone else is.
And they have been
for years.
I will take a little exception to that, but we'll move on from beyond there. But it's interesting because there's confusion for the public between what is the government and what isn't the government. Because when we talked about government-run health care, they said, well, we don't want Obamacare, but don't touch Medicare, don't touch Social Security, don't touch the Veterans Administration. Well, these are the largest health care systems in the country, and they're run by the government. And in some cases, really, they're pretty successful.
Well, they can be, but the problem with the Medicare system is that Medicare is actuarially bankrupt. The cost curve continues to go like this. The revenues are not going to be able to keep up in the decades ahead. And the way that Medicare has been made to function over the past 10 years plus is reduced reimbursements. It's just simply to pay people less for delivering the same amount or more care. And that's not a long-term solution to making that program viable going forward. The VA system, just go down to the VA hospital, the brand new sparkling billion-dollar VA hospital in North Las Vegas. I mean, I know a couple of veterans who have health issues. They go there 7, 8 in the morning, whatever, and they might wait all day to go see a doctor, and they still might not get in. So, you know, that's what a single-payer system looks like, is the VA, and it's not particularly popular with the veterans who have to go and wait all day in a queue to see if they might be able to see a specialist.
But that's a lot better than no medical care at all.
Well, if they privatized it and they created a health care plan similar to Medicare, where they could simply go and see almost any doctor they choose, and then that doctor collects a reimbursement, it'd be a lot more effective for them. They'd have some choice in the doctors that they see, and they wouldn't get stuck in waiting lobbies all day.
All right, let's take a break. More with Glenn Cook when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Glenn Cook, the award-winning, 2 years in a row now, editorial page writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So the more cops tax. It's interesting to watch this debate. Even in northern Nevada, you look at it and go, this is fascinating. The sheriff wants more money for the cops in the form of this tax that was passed on to the county commission by the legislature as they punted it. What we've seen in northern Nevada with the tax that the county commission is going to have to deal with there for education is that it seems that there's a lot more attention being paid to it by the county than would have ever been paid by the legislature. Do you think the same thing is happening down here, where the county commissioners are really taking this very, very seriously and doing a lot more due diligence than the legislature might have done?
There's no question. Because the decision was ultimately left with the county commission, and they had the benefit, let's face it, of having a bit more time than the legislature. It's already been, more than 4 months, coming up on 5 months since the legislature adjourned. So the votes were kind of a foregone conclusion before it ever got to the commission for about four of them. Then you've had a minority of the commission really take extraordinary steps to gain a much deeper understanding of this issue and to try to relay that understanding to the public. That's in particular Commissioner Susan Brager, who's really the swing vote. As with the Washoe tax vote, it requires a 5-2 vote,
a supermajority
of the county commission. She's the fifth vote. So you had voters way back in 2004 authorize 2 quarter-cent sales tax hikes. First quarter cent gets put in effect before the Great Recession. Legislature this year says, no, you can't have the full quarter. You can have 0.15. Brager says, no, I'm not going to support 0.15. She's got her competing proposal of 0.075 cents per dollar. It's pretty clear that she's going to support that. Really, the question is whether she's going to create hard feelings among the commission and whether they're going to be reluctant to give her the credit for coming up with this proposal and whether they're going to get behind her. I know just based on his tweets that Commissioner Tom Collins is quite upset about this idea and really wants the full 0.15. So the commission's going to look at both of these proposals. And what we know now is that the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department has more cash in the bank than people realized. An arbitrator just last week gave officers a pay raise. It was for a 2-year deal, very small pay raises to be sure compared to some of the ones that are being handed out in local government here in Southern Nevada. But it doesn't play well politically when the public thinks that, hey, we're going to be hit with a sales tax that's really... It's not for more cops, as they voted for in 2004.
One of the things that irritates me the most is that is disingenuous to call it more cops.
It is for stop cop layoffs, keep the same amount of police on the force, and give them raises over the next couple of years. That's really what this tax is for.
Were you surprised that Sheriff Gillespie decided not to run again?
Oh, yeah. Certainly was. Well, for the simple reason that he had, told the Review Journal and everyone else just, two, 3 months before that decision that, yes, he was fully committed to running for re-election. But, in hindsight, when you look at everything that he has had to deal with as a sheriff compared to his predecessors, whether it's the scrutiny of use of force issues that resulted from a Review Journal's investigation a couple years back, to the Great Recession, building a new headquarters, some of the other issues that have come up with his department. There's been a lot on his plate. It's been a 24/7 job for almost 8 years. I'm not surprised that he's decided to move on to do something else.
All right, let's change topics here. Last weekend, the Republican Party, state Republican Party, elected Michael McDonald to serve another term. Robert Eindhoven, who was Jim Gibbons' campaign manager, chief of staff back in Washington, D.C., and somebody who is very well known throughout the state, and a conservative, tried to get in at the last minute to take this, but didn't succeed. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it just goes to show that there are no shortcuts for either side. For Michael McDonald's supporters who took over the party at the grassroots level and control the central committee, simply gaining control of the party structure does not mean that you are going to get the support of donors. And for lack of a better word, for the state establishment, the state's top Republican elected officials and their top consultants, it doesn't matter that they put someone forward in Robert, who has far more conservative credentials than Michael McDonald ever will.
He didn't rep for the culinary union.
He didn't rep for the culinary union. He wasn't a union cop. He wasn't a city council member who voted for every pay raise for the bargaining groups that came down the pipe. I mean, he had credentials, but simply trying to convince the Central Committee that he's now the guy, that's not going to work either. The state's consultants and their top candidates are going to have to rebuild the party from the ground up if they expect to get the support and if they expect to raise money. The people, Michael McDonald, let's face it, this guy has done a masterful job of rebuilding his image and getting the state to completely forget about his legacy as a city councilman. One of the great political miracles in the state of Nevada over the last 20 years is that Michael McDonald was never indicted as a city councilman. This guy was an ethical train wreck. But he asks why people will never give him money. I mean, just looking back on his background, no one's ever going to give him large checks. They're just not. So I think what you can take from all of this is that you're going to have a party structure that's going to continue to be ineffective at registering voters and finding and enlisting candidates who can win elections.
And that's where we got to leave it. Glenn Cook, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Sam.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
Honey, I have some news you've been waiting for. My amazing Popeye's Dippin' Chicken is back. You remember it. This is the one you can really scoop up the sauce with. White meat medallions cut into perfect chicken dippers and fried up fresh. Dippin' Chicken, fries, a biscuit, and an extra large portion of my new Cajun chili garlic sauce for just $4.99. That's right, honey. Dippin' Chicken is back. You've been holding your breath for this one, haven't you? Yeah, well, you can breathe now.
A Proper Fit is where comfort and your feet meet. They offer a wide variety of styles and sizes. Come in and make your feet comfortable at A Proper Fit, where one store fits all.
Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. Join criminal defense attorney David Houston this Sunday afternoon at 3:30 here on KRNV News 4.
Live with a human for a while and you get to know a few things. Like, I know she's actually not a morning person. I know she does strange tricks for no treats. I know that water makes her howl like crazy. I even know how the floor stays so clean.
She's quick.
But the one thing I will never for the life of me know is how she gets so tiny and inside that box. Natalie, how do you get so tiny?
I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson. I understand the challenges you face if you've suffered a personal injury. I've represented hundreds of victims over the last 10 years. If you've been injured, give me a call.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Helen Foley is here, partnered with Fess Foley Warren. Dan Hart is a Democratic political consultant. And Susan Fisher is Executive VP of Government Relations and Marketing for Valley Electric Association, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you all here.
Thank you.
So it was interesting that Shelley Berkley went on the agenda and just attacked her campaign staff for what a crappy job they did. And I can't disagree with her, but the candidate is really in charge, isn't she?
Well, during that interview, she kept saying, but I ultimately was responsible because I listened to them. I think Shelley's campaign went south when the whole issue of the dialysis unit and her husband benefiting from that came out. That should have been handled much better, or it shouldn't have happened at all. In actuality, she probably should have backed off and let the rest of the congressional delegation save that unit at UMC.
You know, it's interesting. Having been in television for 30-odd years, I have dealt with a lot of TV consultants, and they come into the marketplace and they say, well, you know, it worked in Cincinnati. It'll work great for you here in Las Vegas or in Reno. And it's absolute nonsense. And they try to change the personalities of people to make them into phonies, and that's what they end up being, and then they lose their jobs. It's the same story with candidates when you have somebody who is a fully developed personality like Shelley Berkley, and then they try to change her because, well, she's not going to play in Northern Nevada. Like, Northern Nevada's Nevadans are idiots, so they don't have cable and satellite. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts about that?
Well, I think that national consultants, I think I have a theory about campaigns, and you have to have a balance. I mean, there is some amazing talent available at the national level, but you have to supplement that and make sure that you have local input so that there is an understanding of what's going on, so you don't make fundamental changes that is just dissonant with what everybody thinks Shelley Berkley is. I think Shelley Berkley is saying something that a lot of other candidates have thought about and just not said it. And I think the campaign was tilted in one direction. I think that they didn't have the sort of local knowledge that they needed, as you referred to. And I feel bad about it. I think Shelley Berkley, candidates, she's stepping up in class. She's running for Senate from Congress. She pays attention to the national committees who want the Washington consultant. It's a little circle that they all operate in. And, it's too bad. It's too bad. She came very close despite all the problems the campaign had.
And it's interesting. Sheila Leslie suffered the same fate, which was a campaign that did not listen to its candidate. She told me on several occasions that she was asking them to do things, asking them to make contacts, and they just weren't doing it. I mean, we saw it in Nevada years ago. I remember when I first started getting into this arena that people who were getting candidates elected would pretty much yell at them and tell them exactly what to do and how to do it. But isn't there a certain point where the candidate has to fight back?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely they do. And they've got to be true to themselves, just like with Shelley. And I don't know whether big hair or flat hair, that's not what determined who voted for her, whether or not she toned down the makeup or anything. That's Shelley, and everybody loves her for the way that she looks. By the way, she looks absolutely amazing now. I saw her a couple of days ago, and I commented on her look. She said, this is what rest looks like. So, she looks very relaxed and very happy now. But you're absolutely right, Sam. The candidate stuff rolls uphill. And the candidate has to take charge. They have to know when to listen to their advisors, and they have to know when to say, okay, I appreciate that, but now here's the way we're going to do this.
Well, and the tragedy of it all is that Shelley Berkley was one of the best public servants we've ever had in Nevada. She was tireless. She's smart. She really learned a great deal about finance and everything. She was tremendous, and it's a real loss for Nevada not having her.
Do you see her in any other political role?
I don't know. I don't know what she wants to do.
Okay. By the way, when I go to Elko, I wear suits, ties, and white tennis shoes, and it seems to work just fine. Okay. So, Dan, you are running the margins tax issue for the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
The AFL-CIO is not officially on board at this point. When are they going to make a decision, and why aren't they backing it right off the front?
Well, listen, as you know, we have individuals
from the AFL-CIO, Danny Thompson, has, I believe, been on this program
many
advocating
times.
It. Yes, and the COPE convention is in April, and the issue will be taken up in April, and I'm pretty confident that we're going to get an endorsement out of that. But, you know, this the campaign is all about broadening the base. It's about reaching out to as many people as possible right now, and that's what we're doing. So, I think that we certainly have... We certainly have support among the among labor, and even our polling shows that we're significantly very strong among labor households. So.
Do you think it's going to be about a $5 million campaign?
Well, that's an interesting question. It depends on who you're talking about. We have
when I talk to the opposition, they're talking $3 to $5 million.
Okay. Well, then they don't. They're not pen pals with me, so I don't know how much they're going to raise. Whatever it is, there's a threshold number that you have to be able to communicate effectively. But we're not into a game of trying to match them dollar for dollar. We can't and we won't. That's a game we'd lose. But what we will do is organize at the neighborhood level, and that's the way we'll beat them ultimately.
And you got about 15 seconds, and that's the key for the other side is that they have the troops on the ground.
Absolutely, they do have the troops on the ground. You know, what I think is very interesting is how our political leaders are coming out or not on the issue. Like, they're afraid to say, okay, we support this, because they're afraid that they may lose some votes in the election. And I think there's a real danger in that. If you support it, support it. Stick your neck out. And if you don't support it, that's fine too. But there is a lot of growing opposition in the grassroots and the Retailers Association and others that are working very hard in opposition.
Helen, about 15 seconds, where do you think this is going to end up at this point in time?
I think it'll pass. I think it'll pass. If you ask the average person in Nevada, will they support it? They probably will.
All right. That's where we're going to leave it. Listen, I'm going to hold you guys over for our next program, all right? We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Sometimes families run a little cold. Sometimes
Stop it.
A little hot.
No, wait, not my flowers!
But when you get together around a Papa Murphy's pizza, you create, take, and bake in your oven. 425 degrees is just about perfect. Do pizza night right with our famous cowboy pizza, loaded with pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, and olives for only $10. A large cowboy, just $10. Papa Murphy's. Love at 425 degrees.
We have 2 kids, 3 jobs, and a lot going on. Luckily, we have our health. We don't have health insurance, and that's what makes me nervous. If something were to happen, I don't like that feeling.
The new health care law requires all of us to have health insurance by 2014. Nevada HealthLink is here to protect you from a fine by helping you purchase income-based plans starting in October. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com to learn more now. Sponsored by the state of Nevada.
These are songs of faith and encouragement. Time Life presents Encouraged, today's greatest gospel anthems. Get Encouraged on 2 CDs for just $24.99. But wait, order in the next 10 minutes, and we'll cut the price to just $14.99. Then preview other great gospel collections. Satisfaction guaranteed. So call now and get encouraged on 2 CDs for just $14.99.
Call 1-800-683-7799 to order Encouraged, today's greatest gospel, for $14.99 plus shipping when you call in the next 10 minutes with your credit card or order online.
On the next broadcast, Larry Mathias will be here to talk about Obamacare. See you then.